We're going to make cake, but don't tell Mummy. Shh. All right. Mums are pretty special. You know, I shared a little bit about my mum in the Sabbath school, how she taught me to love reading. Who likes reading? I love reading. Mum would give us books, right? And she'd let us stay up late to read books.
And it was so cool.
You have got books tonight? Yeah, it's because I want to teach you to love reading too. Because reading was my fun. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money when we were kids. But whenever I'd ask Mum for money for a book, she'd usually say yes. I'd put on my best please face. Have you guys got a please face? I can ask your mums and dads, please, right?
Please.
And the boy goes, please. When you want something, right? Yeah, who knows that face, right? Yeah, that looks familiar, doesn't it? I want to tell you this story. One time when I was a kid, we were at this bookstore, and you know what? I found this book. It was an atlas. Who knows what an atlas is? What's an atlas? Right. With all the maps. You've got one already, right? But this book was beautiful. It was this hardcover thing. It looked so heavy, and it kind of was gold along the edge of the pages. And when you looked in it, the maps were inscribed so delicately. And there were these foreign-sounding names on these countries that sounded exciting. And you could see that some were green and some were white. Oh, boy, I wanted this book so bad. So I went up to Mum. I put on my best please face. Please! I thought, I've got it in the bag for sure. She loves books. I'm going to get this because, you know, you've got to get stuff out of your mum and dad. And she said, what'd she say? She said no.
No.
So I upped my please face. Please! She said no. Oh, what? And then I said, okay, I'll clean my room really well for the next 2 weeks. No. No matter what I tried, no matter how I begged, no matter what police face I put on, she kept saying no. Oh. And we left the bookstore, and I left it there. And you know what I did when I got back to the car? I cried. Which I guess was really trying to punish Mum for saying no, right? And I held it against her for... No, I didn't really hold it against her, but I remembered it for a long time, this book, you know. And I knew that out there somewhere was this amazing book. And Mum had to say no, and I didn't understand why. Finally, years went past, and I grew up, and you know what? I got this book, and I found it on the internet, and I ordered it. I was so excited. I'm finally going to fulfill this childhood fantasy of having this book, the perfect book that would make me happy. It would arrive. It was going to be so fantastic. And it arrived. It got to my house, and I looked at it, and I thought, is that it? And it cost a lot of money, and I had to order it from America. And I opened it and went, oh, oh. I thought I knew what I was asking for, right? But I was wrong. It wasn't as good as I thought it was. Mum knew better. It was a lot of money, and she knew she couldn't afford to spend that much money, so she knew better than I did about what was right, didn't she? You know, I ended up giving the book to my brother because I didn't even want it after all that time of wanting this book. How crazy is that? So I guess mums are a bit like God in that way. Sometimes when you ask for things, you get the answer, no. But you've got to trust that mums know better than you do, okay? Even when they say no and it's hard, it's usually because they're doing their best for you. And it's the same with God too. When he says no, because he knows what's best for you, all right? Good. So next time, maybe don't put on too many please faces for your mum. Realize that she's telling you no for a good reason, okay? All right, you can go back to your seats now. But before you do, come back. I forgot something. Here's something you can give your mum. So, who wants to help give these out to all the mums in the congregation?
Me.
Thank you. Grab some of these out of the bags. Fanny prepared these. Thank you very much, Fanny, for doing this. These are some lovely stuff. So, grab a couple out. Maybe take one to your own mum and deliver some around to all the ladies. That's our church's way of saying happy Mother's Day. There we go.
What is in here?
Let's have a smell. What do you think? You take that to Mum. That's great.
Think it looks like a...
Ellie, pet. Take it to Mummy. All right, can you have the rest around? Good. Good to see you, Mum. Oh, that's nice. Mums are very special, aren't they?